I just want to throw out a little simple challenge for everybody that's watching this short devotional. The Bible says in Psalm 46 and verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." And if you just simply take the first two words of that verse, that injunction, the words, "Be still." I want to challenge you today, whenever this little devotional comes to an end, take 5 or even 10 minutes just to be still. Sit in a chair in a quiet room with nothing but your own thoughts and see how content or how discontent you really are. We live in a world where people constantly need stimulants. We need constantly to be distracted. Nobody really likes somehow to be alone with their own thoughts. And that's why we're living in a world that is so driven by amusement and entertainment. Now, the word amusement is an interesting word. Whenever you break it down, the little verb muse means to think, and then there's a negative prefix before that, amusement. So the word amusement literally means not to thinkment. Amuse, not to think. And we constantly need to be amused, to have things that distract our thoughts, are under attention, oftentimes from things that really matter. Sometimes whenever we're troubled and we're anxious, we immediately lift our phone, our tablet, our iPad, we turn on the radio, we turn on the television, we send a text message, we check social media, we make a phone call, and we constantly need things to distract us from reality. We constantly need to be entertained, or we need to be amused, to have things that cause us not to think. But I want to challenge you, just take 5 minutes. Whenever this comes to an end, sit in a chair with nothing to amuse you, nothing to entertain you, nothing to distract you, and see how content you really are. Contentment or amusement. Now, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 6, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." I wonder, are you a contented person? Or are you always looking for the next thing? The next stimulant, the next big event. It might even be a church event, a religious event. But whenever you're left to yourself and you take time, or maybe you don't take time, it scares you too much. But if you do, you take time to be still, you discover how discontent, how dissatisfied, how fearful, how afraid you really are. And it seems oftentimes whenever you take time to be still, or you're made to be still, and you're just there with your own thoughts, that suddenly you find yourself filled with fear, uncertainty, anxiety, and futility. Godliness with contentment is great gain. All the money in the world cannot buy a conscience that is content, or a heart that is free from trouble and anxiety. But I tell you today, the lovely thing about the word of God, Peter says, in this book are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. And the apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4 spoke about the peace of God that passeth all understanding. I suppose if any of us are alone for a few minutes with our own thoughts, sometimes we can be troubled, but it's good at such a time to cast our care upon him, for he careth for us. Cast your burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. So I challenge you again, take a few moments, turn off your phone, turn off all your devices, sit alone for 5 or 10 minutes in a quiet room with your own thoughts, with no distractions, and see how content you really are. And maybe you discover, I need to be amused. I need something to take away these thoughts. I don't want to think about these things, the things that enter our hearts and enter our minds. May God bless you. May God encourage you. And may you discover that all you need, you can find in Jesus Christ. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you again next time. Tozer's here. Tozer, give you a wee spot. Come on, Tozer. He's not going to make an appearance. We'll see you next time, folks. Thanks now. Bye-bye.